This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has signed a series of executive orders aimed at stemming the coronavirus pandemic in the United States, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's calling it a national emergency that should be treated as one, noting the pandemic's killed more Americans than World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
His actions are aimed at boosting vaccinations and testing, laying the groundwork for reopening schools and businesses, and mandating masks when Americans travel. At the same time, he's trying to manage expectations.
We're going to face setbacks.
Saying it will take months to turn around the mess, and the pandemic will get worse, with deaths perhaps hitting 500,000 next month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Public health experts are blaming a vaccine push by the Trump administration for the current shortage of doses that is leading to inoculation cancellations. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
A Trump administration campaign this month to get states to expand their vaccination rates and reach millions of people ages 65 and over had a flaw. It didn't provide the doses needed to meet the demand, leading to frustration and confusion at the state and local level. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Obviously, in a contradiction where you want to open something, but there's no vaccine to go with it, it sends kind of a false hope to people.
The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials is blaming a lack of steady federal leadership, something the Biden administration vows to change.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow Jones Industrials down 0.04%, but the S&P up 0.03%, and the NASDAQ adding 0.55%. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say President Joe Biden is proposing a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirmed the proposed five-year extension.
The president has long been clear that the New START treaty is in the national security interests of the United States.
The New START treaty limits the U.S. and Russia to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads each.
New START is the only remaining treaty constraining Russian nuclear forces.
And it's set to expire next month.
This extension makes even more sense when the relationship with Russia is adversarial, as it is at this time.
Russia has said for some time it would welcome an extension. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Senator Mitch McConnell is seeking to push the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump to February, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump pushed back by a week or more. In a call with Republican senators Thursday, McConnell said giving Trump time to prepare would ensure due process. The timing of a trial is in the hands of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has not yet sent the House charges for incitement of insurrection to the Senate.
The whole world bore witness to the president's incitement to the execution of his call to action and the violence that was used.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings Thursday in a crowded market in downtown Baghdad that left at least 32 people dead and scores of others injured. We get details from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Iraq's military said two attackers wearing explosive vests blew themselves up among shoppers at a crowded market in Tehran Square in central Baghdad. Suicide bombings have become rare in the Iraqi capital since Islamic State was defeated in 2017. But Iraqi authorities called it a terrorist incident. Islamic State militants remain in Iraq, waging an insurgency against Iraqi forces and attacking local officials in parts of the north. Government and military officials believe Islamic State is no longer capable of taking over significant territory, but expect it to continue to wage attacks that threaten Iraq's stability and security.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Five people were killed in a fire at the Serum Institute of India, the world's largest vaccine manufacturer, on Thursday. The company said the fire did not affect existing facilities making COVID-19 vaccines or a stockpile of around 50 million doses. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.